Increasingly, the VA and other organizations are recognizing that women leaving military service have unique needs which aren't being met. Here's one telling statistic. Female veterans are nearly 2.5 times more likely than civilian women to take their own lives. The VA has recently found that a high number of those suicides come in the first few months after leaving the military. Jay Price of member station WUNC tells us the story of a Marine veteran who struggled during that critical period. He begins with her family in rural Maryland.
Dina Martorella Orellana was that girl, the junior high school soccer whiz who made the boys on the field seem frozen in place. So athletic that watching one of her games then or later in high school or college could make you just stop and savor the sheer wonder of human potential. Her mother, Laurel Martorella, says Dina was also beautiful and smart.
Really smart kid and excelled at anything she tried.
And eventually, she tried the Marines. In 2010, Dina deployed to combat-torn Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There, she was in one of the small female teams attached to male infantry units to work with the Afghan women and children they encountered. But when Dina came back, something had changed. Dina's sister, Robin.
But she said that she could handle everything except for the kids. And I don't know what that means.
Robin says whatever the problem was had to do with something Dina saw or experienced involving Afghan children, but Dina never opened up.
The experiences you have on active duty carry with you, and then they manifest as mental wellness challenges as veterans.
Retired Army Colonel Ellen Herring is Director of Research at the Service Women's Action Network, or SWAN. She's studied the effects of serving in the tiny women's teams in combat zones like Dina did. She says the role creates stresses beyond the obvious ones of combat. Women are pulled from the close support networks of their own units, sometimes see heavy fighting, and then are sent back.
So they return to units, didn't know where they'd been. They couldn't kind of hash through traumatic events that they'd been through together because they didn't have anybody else there who'd been through it.
2 years after Dina returned from Afghanistan, she left the Marines, but stayed close to Camp Lejeune, tending bar and working as a personal trainer. She was planning to start college, but problems piled up. She'd been living with a boyfriend, but moved out. She was charged with driving drunk, then charged again. Dina was reaching a tipping point.
Dina was very much a perfectionist, and I think that in her eyes, her life was just failing now.
On March 4th, 2016, just months after leaving the Marines, Dina went to the VA for help. Her mother says VA officials told her later that Dina agreed to counseling. Then Dina asked a friend to drop her at the house where she'd lived with her boyfriend, who wasn't home. She went in the bedroom and retrieved a .45 caliber handgun he kept near the bed. Dina sat on the floor and leaned against a wall. That's how she was found.
She wrote a note.
But not a real note.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just call 911. Take care of the dogs. Don't come in the bedroom.
The medical examiner's report says Dina was wearing a fitness band and a plastic bracelet. In her pocket was a sheaf of handwritten inspirational quotes. Words, as they say, to live by. A VA official later told her family that Dina had PTSD related to combat, which she had never even told them she'd experienced. Dina's family doesn't blame the VA or the military. The Department of Defense has a transition program for outgoing service members, but Herring says it needs to be better tailored for women.
DOD has gotten much better. I went through the TAP program, Transition Assistance Program. It's pretty robust, relatively speaking, to what it's been in the past. But then once you're out, it's like, okay, you're out.
In Dina's hometown in western Pennsylvania, her family has started a small foundation in her name. It gives scholarships to high-achieving girls and raises awareness about military suicide, preserving her memory in the classrooms where she did so well and on all of those soccer fields where Dina was so alive. For NPR News, I'm Jay Price in Arnold, Maryland.